Practice test 4. 1. Вы услышите 5 высказываний о мобильных телефонах. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-5 и утверждениями AF. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу.
Now we're ready to start. The latest thinking seems to be that mobile phones are harmless to children. There is a report in the newspapers today that states that mobiles don't damage brain cells. Even those earlier studies that suggested there might be a problem said that children would have to use their mobiles for several hours a day in order to be at risk. Mind you, it's probably still a good idea to limit the number of calls you make.
I have bought my children cheap mobile phones because I feel that it is a practical way for me to keep in touch with them. Sometimes they're late home from school or they want to stay a bit longer somewhere. I can contact them at any time, which is a great relief. Also, if the kids are in trouble, they can call for help. I know people say that children with mobiles are easy targets for robbers, but I don't think that's true. From what I've heard, robbers are only interested in expensive phones.
My son has been asking me repeatedly to buy him the latest mobile with all the newest gadgets. He tells me that his friends have the current favorite, but I honestly think that paying that kind of price would just be spoiling him. I have told him that he will have to earn the money by doing some chores around the house. I think it is important to teach him about the value of money at an early age.
I am worried that my son lives in a private world with his mobile phone, and I find it extremely hard to control his mobile phone use. He's an expert at texting and spends his afternoon sending and receiving hundreds of messages. He also spends hours alone in his bedroom, talking on the phone or playing games. I'm worried that it's making him antisocial. He'll soon begin to forget what good manners are.
I refuse to buy my child a mobile phone. I believe that phones draw her attention away from her lessons. There are enough distractions as it is, the TV, the internet and so on, without having another one. Mobile phones are a particular nuisance in schools too. I have heard my daughter say that children just put them on silent mode and secretly text or play games at the back of the classroom.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the recording again. The latest thinking seems to be that mobile phones are harmless to children. There is a report in the newspapers today that states that mobiles don't damage brain cells. Even those earlier studies that suggested there might be a problem said that children would have to use their mobiles for several hours a day in order to be at risk. Mind you, it's probably still a good idea to limit the number of calls you make.
I have bought my children cheap mobile phones because I feel that it is a practical way for me to keep in touch with them. Sometimes they're late home from school or they want to stay a bit longer somewhere. I can contact them at any time, which is a great relief. Also, if the kids are in trouble, they can call for help. I know people say that children with mobiles are easy targets for robbers, but I don't think that's true. From what I've heard, robbers are only interested in expensive phones.
My son has been asking me repeatedly to buy him the latest mobile with all the newest gadgets. He tells me that his friends have the current favorite, but I honestly think that paying that kind of price would just be spoiling him. I have told him that he will have to earn the money by doing some chores around the house. I think it is important to teach him about the value of money at an early age.
I am worried that my son lives in a private world with his mobile phone, and I find it extremely hard to control his mobile phone use. He's an expert at texting and spends his afternoon sending and receiving hundreds of messages. He also spends hours alone in his bedroom, talking on the phone or playing games. I'm worried that it's making him antisocial. He'll soon begin to forget what good manners are.
I refuse to buy my child a mobile phone. I believe that phones draw her attention away from her lessons. There are enough distractions as it is, the TV, the internet and so on, without having another one. Mobile phones are a particular nuisance in schools too. I have heard my daughter say that children just put them on silent mode and secretly text or play games at the back of the classroom.
You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of tasks 1 to 5.